Do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline. Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, and today's guest host.
My name is Paul Moore, and I worked with Ray for 16 years. I started as an engineer and ascended to Technology Research and Development Director. Ray and I developed a great relationship during those years, and I regard those years as some of the best years of my professional career. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I thought we were going to talk about you can't create your own truth.
Ooh, I love that. It sounds meaty. It sounds deep and wide.
I know. So, you know, in talking with my brother today, we talked about the definition of the word fact and opinion and construct and axiom. And it was interesting because he's a scientist. He deals with constructs and axioms and facts all the time as he develops his thesis, as you would. So I thought there'd be a good talk for you or discussion for you and I is to say, you know, you can't create your own truth. And so, you know, a lot of people try. You know, we are in a judicial setting, and when we're asked to raise our arm to the square and say to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, I don't think everybody understands completely what that means. So in your mind, Paul, when you say truth, what does that mean to you?
You know, because it's discussion, I think it gives me pause. If I knew we weren't having a discussion or I was telling my child, the truth is something that's factual. So it's not an opinion, and it can't be altered by me. So if you see it and I see it, it's the same thing. It's only one thing. It's a factual thing. Now, some people get a little twisted around this idea of not presenting a fact and them lying. So one time, a colleague of ours, whom I won't mention, made a statement that wasn't true, in fact. And he said, well, what, am I a liar? I said, no. Lying has an intent behind it. You're bearing a false witness to something. So you know the difference between reality, which I would call the truth, something factual, and what you're about to say about the reality. So that was a hair that I split with him.
Well, you know, in talking with my brother, he said that facts are not truth. Facts are observations. And so it's not necessarily truth. Truth is irrefutable. It is something, you know, like an axiom. You know, it's something that we accept as fact because it happens all the time. Like the sun comes up every day, and that's an axiom. It used to be, you know, that they thought the Earth was flat. That was an observation. It wasn't true, so they said the fact is the Earth is flat. Then Columbus proved that the Earth was not flat, that it was round. And now the fact has changed to what we believe was once upon a time flat is now round by empirical proof. And so there's a distinction between what we call facts and what is really truth. So a truth is irrefutable. In other words, no matter which way you twist it, no matter which way you turn it, it still comes out to be correct. And so when we talk about people creating their own truth, there's where we get into trouble, because it's like, again, creating the belief that the Earth is flat is like creating your own truth. Now you're saying this is the truth, is the Earth is flat, when in fact it's not. So when we try to create our own truth, and this kind of goes to this concept of belief, our belief becomes so strong, so embedded, that it is truth to us. And that's when we have this danger zone, as we create our own truth, as you would, believing that it is in fact truth. So,
you know, I have a great example with my son. About a couple of months ago, maybe not months, several months ago, a picture of a dress went around the internet, and some people saw purple and black, some people saw gold and black, everybody saw a different thing. And my son said, "What colors do you see?" And I told him, and he said, "No, it's these other two colors." I said, "Okay, this is malarkey. People out there are just making something silly." But the following morning, I got up and I looked at that picture again, and it changed. So my observation was, it's these two colors, and then something changed. Well, what it turned out to be is, it's at a very near threshold of your eyes' ability to distinguish colors. So what had happened was, I went from light in the afternoon, evening time with a lot of natural sunlight, to the morning where I only had an incandescent source of light. So that was competing with the output of the phone, and my eye perceived something different. But the truth was, that dress emanates a frequency. That's the truth. But my observation was inconsistent with the truth, like your flat world observation.
And this happens all the time. I mean, if you remember the ink splat experiment, I think it's called that, where they...
Rorschach.
Right. Where you look at the image one way and it looks like an old hag, and you look at it another way and it looks like a beautiful woman. And so, you know, this is where we start creating our own truth by how we see things. As you talked about, the dress that in natural light appeared one color, and under incandescent proved to be another color. But that doesn't make it truth. It just makes it a fact. The fact is that what you see in natural light is different than what you see in incandescent light. So, again, we have to be careful when we call something truth, when it really is only a fact in the sense of the word, that it is our observation. So you can say, well, I'm telling the truth about my observation, is the fact that I observed, but that doesn't mean it's true, that dress emanated that exact frequency, that it would be, if you use a light spectrum analysis, that would actually go in and actually look at it through spectral analysis, as you would, that would see something accurately, as opposed to your eyes, which are being deceived by the, as you would, this change of spectrum of the light with respect to the environment that you're observing it. Am I making sense?
Absolutely. You're talking about a machine that has no bias, and it's made to make fine distinctions, and your human eye that's more about interpretation. And being so close to that threshold, my interpretation of what my eyes were telling me was different depending on the conditions.
Well, you know, I have a funny story to tell, because when we were at Micrel producing this chip, VoIP chip, this is voice over internet protocol, VoIP they call it, is for short, we sent it to the customer, and when we analyzed the chip, we used a voice analyzer. It's a piece of digital equipment that actually looks at the frequencies of the sound, and we were absolutely spot on with regard to replicating that voice using this voice analyzer. But when we sent it to the customer, he said, well, we don't look at it that way. We have one person in the company that we call the voice analyzer, and he is the one that decides whether or not it more appropriately replicates the voice that we want to hear, which I thought was interesting. Because when you and I were talking yesterday using a different headset, you said it didn't even sound like me. So it came across different depending upon microphone that I was using, that voice came across differently to you. And so in whether you're using Skype or you know, FaceTime or other devices that use internet protocol to transmit the voice, it changes. It could be slightly different depending upon how we perceive that voice.
Mm. Exactly.
So again, you know, we have to be careful what we call truth and facts and opinions and constructs and so forth, because, you know, truth is irrefutable. Truth is absolute. It's not something that we can create. And that's the purpose of this discussion today, is that be careful that you don't create your own truth. And Paul, I really appreciate you joining with me today to talk about this, because it is interesting how we perceive truth, because it's through our human senses, whether it be touch or hearing or smell or visual. We have all these different senses, and those senses sometimes can fool us. So be careful what you think is the truth. Thanks, Paul. Good talking to you today.
Thanks, Ray.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.